USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine today, just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. The president spent about 5 hours in Kyiv meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Thank you for your leadership. Thanks, bipartisan support. Thanks, Congress. I think that is a historical moment for our country.
Biden pledged America's unwavering support and also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. The president has now arrived in Poland, where he will meet with Polish leaders tomorrow. At least three people are dead after a strong earthquake hit near the Turkey-Syria border. The 6.4 magnitude quake also injured more than 200. Today's earthquake comes just weeks after devastating quakes killed tens of thousands in the region. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released several thousand hours of footage from the January 6th Capitol riot to Fox News host Tucker Carlson. McCarthy last month supported the idea of releasing more of the surveillance footage from the attack to the public. He's accused Democrats on the January 6th Select Committee of politicizing the incident in their investigation for their own benefit. We've been seeing more stuff in the sky lately because we're looking harder.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC that the Chinese surveillance balloon incident earlier this month led to changes in detection parameters.
We recalibrated the radars, and as a result, we saw more things that we weren't seeing in the past. And among those things were these three objects that were shot down.
Blinken took a message to his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I told him quite simply that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A first-generation iPhone, still sealed in its original box, went for more than $63,000 at auction over the weekend. The phone's original owner said she never opened it because she received it as a gift but had already bought a new phone. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee to the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
One of the charges against actor Alec Baldwin stemming from a fatal shooting on the New Mexico set of his movie Rust is being dropped. He's no longer being charged with gun enhancement. However, he is still being charged with involuntary manslaughter. The family of a Florida man is suing a Las Vegas casino over the man's death months after he collapsed while playing blackjack.
The family of attorney David Yagelinzer says when he slumped over at the blackjack table at the Wynn Casino, the dealer kept on dealing for more than 15 minutes. The suit says instead of checking on the man's condition, casino workers counted his chips. It also alleges Wynn security cameras recorded it all. Yagelinzer suffered a heart attack back in April and died a few months later. Wynn Resorts says the claims in the suit are false. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke in New York City this morning, talking about the spike in crime in America's largest cities, blaming it on Democrats.
The reason why you have what you have in some of these other jurisdictions is because they're putting woke ideology ahead of your safety.
After the speech, New York City Mayor Eric Adams tweeted, "Welcome to New York City, a place where we don't ban books, discriminate against our LGBTQ+ neighbors, use asylum seekers as props, or let the government stand between a woman and health care." And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, earned $104 million in its first weekends at theaters. That makes it this week's top movie at the box office. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.